This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, Robin.
NPR Music's Rihanna Cruz.
How you doing, Robin?
All right, and Tom Heisinger.
Hey, Robin, great to be here. Hi, Rihanna. Hey, Tariq.
Hey.
Howdy, Tom.
It's New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best albums out now on March 18th, starting with Rosalía's Motomami.
Suelta. Keep it cute, manito, keep it cute. Que aquí el mejor artista Dios. Keep it cute, manito, keep it cute. Que aquí el mejor artista Dios.
Mariposas sueltas por la calle. Para verla tienen que salir.
This is Rosalía from her album Motomami. The song is cute, cute, C-U-U-U-U-U-T-E, showing the many sides and shades of her music on this new album, Motomami. This is obviously one of the most anticipated releases of the year. I know we all have thoughts. Rihanna, I'll start with you.
Oh, man. You know, I've been a fan of Rosalía for the past couple of years, but I really like her pop stuff, so this record really was interesting to me because it found her drifting away from the Spanish pop grind that she was on and more into more radio sounds like reggaeton and bachata. And I like that turn from her. I don't know. I've seen a lot of people talk about Chicken Teriyaki as like, oh no, like what is this album gonna be? But I really like that track, and I think the album at large is indicative of this reggaeton sound that she's trying to harness. I dug it a lot.
I love this global sounds of blending of hip-hop, R&B. She is like Madonna meets MIA meets Lil' Kim meets...
Whoa.
Like, she is just bringing all those influences in. And
dropping some names there.
Yeah.
It's such a fun record, and I love... Let's run a cute when it's this machine gun percussive, then all of a sudden it just flips into this beautiful singing and piano. And there was a couple of tracks she does that.
You know, I was about to say that, you know, oh, what a surprise from Rosalía, this new record. But frankly, I'm just not really surprised about anything she does these days, because I think she's really, especially with this record, I think she's becoming something of a pop auteur and experimenter along the lines of FKA Twigs or Bjork, or at a left turn, maybe Kacey Musgraves. I mean, she's not afraid to process her voice into many different personae on the record, and she does a really daring, bold job of mixing the traditional with technology, and the amount of sounds that she gets on the record are just really incredible. And I think you look at the opening track, for instance, Saoko really sets the tone in a way. She says, I'm very much me, I transform a butterfly, I contradict myself. And of course, you just think of that, most of us might think of that Walt Whitman poem, Song of Myself, where he says, I am large, I contain multitudes, I contradict myself. And I, at this point, you know, Rosalía contains multitudes.
The conversation around her last record was a lot about how she blended flamenco with newer sounds, and there's a lot less of that on this record. But she does do a song called Bulerías that I want to play a bit of. She credits it as a traditional song. Bulerías is a flamenco rhythm.
So you were the god. Con un chándal de Versace, que vestidita de bailadora, con un chándal.
what's cool about this is that when you hear the palmas, the...
Right, right.
Which is inherent in flamenco music. And here, the palmas, they're all processed. Do you hear it? It's all processed palmas. But she sings this line, I'm as much a flamenco cantaora, a flamenco singer, when I'm wearing a Versace tracksuit. And she goes on to say, I'm the girl on fire. I'm very much myself. You know, so
yeah, there's also the people, you know, when you if you go to a flamenco performance, people in the audience are reacting to what they're seeing on stage, often saying
olé,
and you hear some of that on this as people react to what she's singing.
And going back to the little Kim mention, there's a verse on Bulleria where she goes, may God bless Pastore and Mercy, who are, I guess, famous flamenco artists. And then she goes on to bless Little Kim, Tego, and M.I.A. Just her swagger, man. Just, I love her swagger.
My favorite song on the album is La Fama with The Weeknd. And I think that's really indicative of Rosalía and where she's going to go, because she has one of the biggest stars in the world doing bachata with her.
Well, Hazel Sills with NPR Music was on the show recently, and she used the phrase intimidatingly cool to describe another artist we featured. And I'm going to borrow that to describe Rosalía, because I just find her in this album to be supremely badass. Moto Mami is the record from Rosalía. Let's go to something wildly different. Also out now on March 18th from the late composer Johan Johansson. It's a posthumous album called Drone Mass. From composer Johan Johansson, the album is Drone Mass. This cut is too is apocryphal. If you don't know Johan Johansson, he may have scored a movie that you love. He did Arrival, Sicario, Prisoners, The Theory of Everything, so many more movies. He died suddenly in 2018. He was only 48 years old. Tom, what's the story behind this new record?
Just coming off that Rosalía, couldn't be any more different. I love that slowly seesawing bed of strings and voices with a soprano floating way up overhead in a very kind of high Renaissance style. This record is called Drone Mass, and it's really neither. It's not exactly droney, and it's certainly not the high Roman Catholic Mass template. It's really more of an electroacoustic cantata for string quartet, eight voices, and electronics. And I think this is Johan Johansson's magnum opus. And my recommendation is to just get rid of all external stimuli and just listen to the whole piece uninterrupted. It unfolds like kind of a ritual. It takes about 45 minutes. Not unlike Rosalía, it's a very potent blend of old school, like acoustic voices, acoustic instruments, with modern electronics. It's Johan Johansson himself. They found a track of his because he performed this piece live. It premiered in 2015, and the producers found his track and slipped it in here with the performance of the musicians. So it is kind of Johan Johansson coming back from the great beyond to give us one of his most potent pieces, I think.
Let's hear a little bit of one of the songs where you hear his electronics that he added. This is called Taking the Night Air.
Thank you.
The feel is just like you're hurtling through space, and this is the music of the heavens. So trippy, so beautiful. It's an incredible ride.
My favorite Johansson is the score that he did for the film Mandy in 2018, starring Nicolas Cage. Highly recommend. But the Mandy score was the last piece of music that he completed before his death. And I think it's interesting because that soundtrack is all drone metal, and it leans heavily on this mix of droning and electronic and this guitar that he does throughout it. It's really great. But this record kind of does the same thing, this like droning. And I wonder what he would have done if he lived past 48. And lean more heavily into this drone scoring.
I haven't listened to the Mandy score because I'm kind of terrified to. I've also been afraid to watch the movie because it looks so horrifying.
I have it on vinyl. It's an incredibly cursed vinyl. I have not played it once because it brings bad energy in the best way.
Well, speaking of drones, I mean, Johansson did say that he was influenced by the sound of drones, but he also made mention of the drones that view us from above as a kind of a new technological deity of some sort. So he was aware of this dual meaning to the word. But I think the whole piece really takes on a more mystical tone, knowing that the composer is gone, you know, taken far too early to another realm. But, you know, what a fantastic piece of art he left with us. And I think this is going to be up there in one of my favorite records of the year.
Yeah, I really miss him, Tom, and I'm so thrilled to get this new record from Johan Johansson. It's called Drone Mass. Let's talk about one more album before we take a break, and we're totally shifting gears here again. This is from the rapper Raw Poetic and the producer Damu the Fudge Monk. Their new album together is called Laminated Skies.
Say, I never see them elite. Rock to the rhythm, the beat. Wake it just a little bit. Bless, I'm not an idiot. I got a bop for my peeps. Yes, I got a bop in the sky. Gravity will make it collide. Crash to be a part of me. Failure was a start of me. Now I'm kind of thinking it's sweet. Break it down a lot. They slept and they forgot me. Spit it from the chest, confessing how the pot. I guess we're really not your average high roller. Represent my spot, my system of the soul. I lose the Vangola. Told the pole, told you. Sometimes you gotta go. Except you're getting old. The world and turn on. Your love and just burn. You're nothing more to say. Stripes you just earned. A lot and I like your flag. You're gonna do what I write. Don't brag. You're gonna wake up the life you have. You're gonna with the right, your path we're gonna see nothing. The world is going crazy, but we're gonna leave it up. See nothing. The world is going crazy, but we're gonna leave it up. Oh, we let that today, tomorrow's way. Your light a shade, your open road is yet to close. We ride away,
It's Raw Poetic out of Northern Virginia. Damu the Fudge Monk, a DC producer, rapper, multi-instrumentalist, working together on this record, Laminated Skies, the song Open Roads. In fact, let's just play a little bit of the end here so you can hear Damu the Fudge Monk just killing it on these drums. Pop on that snare is so addictive. I love it.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I love all the experimental, innovative hip-hop is going now, but sometimes I just need a little bit of nostalgia, and definitely has this golden age of hip-hop. But also, he kind of, his flow reminds me of Speech Arrest Development. If you remember Speech, the flow is very kind of similar, except Speech kind of has that Atlanta vibe, and Raw Poetic brings this East Coast vibe to it. But also, he collaborated with his uncle, who happened to be the legendary jazz musician, saxophonist Archie Shepp, which is cool, where you definitely hear the jazz vibes. It is, what I love about this lyrically is just, it's a spiritual hip-hop release. Mm. It's just, it's nice. It's meditative. It's a meditative hip-hop release for me. Just think about the good things in life, and that's sometimes, I need that. But Open Road is a great track. But Chewing Gum, the next track after it, just the bass, the guitars on that one, man. That just, I don't know, I just love the bass line, and just funky. Just the jazz, the rhymes, just the flow. It's just a pure golden age hip hop record that's kind of missing sometimes. And nothing wrong with a little nostalgia.
Tariq, you mentioned Chewing Gum and also his flow. I actually wanted to play a little bit of Chewing Gum so people could hear this.
beneath the damages. Mummy unwrapped the bandages. Life scarring demand that says prayer that I can manage it. Every woman I find, wondering how I landed in love, lavish, and luxury. Insanity, the planet is. Wow, I swear to God, I'll be peace like plants and powder. Be breaking out of my shell from all the boots that are inside of me. Looking for mother.
Yeah, he throws a lot of bars at you, and sometimes these lyrics are kind of cryptic.
I do think there's a lot of wisdom on the record. I mean, sometimes I get a little a vibe of Gil Scott-Heron on the record, and I remember listening to the record he made with Archie Shepp, his uncle, and which is even more of a jazz feel there. Yep. But this record I felt was a little bit of a new territory for him, because I just felt like, yes, we've heard like good examples of his flows and stuff like that, but there's a lot of actual singing, really nice singing on the record too, and I feel like it has a more open, airy, Robert Glasper-like genre erasing inclusiveness about it. There's a lot of songs are set up kind of like rock songs and pop songs, and I too felt like it was, you know, something different, something, a little breath of fresh air that kind of says summer to me, but it's a very appealing sound.
I love to hear this type of hip hop on the radio along with all the other hip hop. Like, I feel like people forget how diverse and beautiful hip hop can be, because, you know, what you hear on the radio, commercial radio, is one side of hip hop, and this brings a whole different dimension that I feel like a lot of younger people probably never heard.
Rob Poetic and Damu the Fudge Monk together on a new one called Laminated Skies. We do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk about that new Charlie XCX album that's out now, along with a few other releases we're loving this week.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. We're taking a look at the best albums out now on March 18th. We start the second half of the show off with Charlie XCX. Her new one is called Crash.
I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, and it also legendary. I'm about to crash into the water, gonna take you with me. I'm high voltage, self-destructive, and it also legendary.
Overloading when I'm looking in the mirror. I feel myself, I'm looking way better than ever. Overloading when I'm looking in the mirror. I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash, I'm about to crash. I'll be coming back to life again. All or nothing, burning hell, go up heaven sent.
Has your life completely falling apart and you're full of self-loathing? Has it ever sounded better?
I don't think so.
Could this be our summer album on constant repeat?
It's a good one, Tom.
This is Crash, the title cut to the album Crash from Charlie XCX. Another one of the big anticipated releases of the year. One she was working on actually before her 2020 record, How I'm Feeling Now. She shelved it, came back after the pandemic. It's here now. What does everyone think?
So I really liked it. I'm an angel through and through. And that comes to the surprise of no one. I really enjoyed the new Charlie record. And I had a conversation with her yesterday. And something that she said was that this is her selling out record and she is fine with selling out. And that's really interesting coming off of her previous career where she's worked in these pop, strictly bubblegum pop and like hyper pop spaces, and there's sort of that duality in her career. But this is her leaning fully into the major label pop music and working with her label and working with A&R and kind of harnessing that mega massive pop star sound. And that's really reflected in the record. She's not really working with people like Dylan Brady anymore. She's working with people like 10Trix Point Never, who has lots of credits with artists like The Weeknd, and people like Ariel Rechtenstein, who produced her first two albums for her. And that sort of pivot back to the early stages of her career kind of reflects her career at large. It's her last album with Atlantic. And what she told me, she was like, I want to work with Atlantic on this record. It's my last album on a major label, and I want to use their resources because I've been not for the past several years. I think the record is better for it. I think this is her massive pop star record. Her influences were Janet and Madonna, and I could totally see that throughout another Madonna drop of the episode. But I really like it. I think she's doing really great things on this album.
I be honest, like the bubblegum pop, I don't like it. But this record, normally I would say I would not like this, but there's something about this that wasn't, it was a little more grittier than the pop that I've heard from her in the past.
Yeah, this is, I mean, she's called this her Janet album. Before it was called Crash and before How I'm Feeling Now came to be, she'd be on Twitter like, I'm working on this Janet album with A.G. Cook. And you can kind of see that throughout. It's this 80s and 90s sort of gated reverb type production that really makes for excellent music. And the grittiness that you speak of kind of comes from what she's been doing the past couple years, doing this underground experimental work with quote-unquote hyperpop artists.
I joked at the beginning about how has your life completely falling apart ever sounded better, but it is an interesting theme that she has on this record, and it's one that I've been seeing a lot in pop music lately. I don't know what you all think, but it's the idea of taking all of your anxieties and insecurities and even moments of self-loathing and channeling it all into this, just these super catchy pop bangers. I think of like Girl in Red doing that on Serotonin, you know?
Well, just look at the song called Yuck. She's embarrassed to be accepting her lover's lovey-dovey advances, but it is so catchy. It could be like a Kacey Musgraves duet. You know, it's just, this record is one amazing pop delicacy after another. And I wasn't kidding when I said this could be our summer album on constant repeat. The song Baby, which might be my favorite on the record. It starts out with this Bollywood strings intro that just slips seamlessly into a major page out of the Rick James Funk playbook. Like, Give It To Me, Baby. It's right there in the rhythm. And the song is so sexy, you know, she's gonna do you in the kitchen, she's gonna take control, and then at the end of the song, which is interesting, it takes this darker turn. And she says, you know, I'm gonna F you up, which is a little bit of a disconcerting way to end the song. So Robin, I hear you when you say, like, there are these darker moments in her life, and the record's named Crash, and I guess I don't think of Charlie as ever crashing, do you? I think she seems like this 24/7 adventurer, but I think she's just been so smart at surveying the pop landscape with this astonishing agility for all these years and creating her a catalog of very varied music from a lot of different styles, but it always has her stamp on it.
This record also finds her more introspective, and I resonate with her saying that it's like everything crashing. Like, there really is no other way to put it.
I'm wondering if anybody else thought of the David Cronenberg movie Crash. Did that come to mind?
Yes.
Because like,
well,
that super creepy movie all about people who get off on being in car crashes. And, you know, right. Like you look at the cover of this And Charlie's, you know, she's in the string bikini in a suggestive pose on the hood of a car that's just crashed. She's got blood all over her face. And it's just in the same way she's making these hot jams out of angst and insecurities. It's like she's saying that being broken is sexy.
In our conversation, I kind of talked to her about that. And I was like, was the Cronenberg film at all like an inspiration? And she said, sort of, because the movie is about these people who want and feed off their favorite things, and that thing is destruction, and they'll go at any length to feel this sexuality and connection through that destruction.
Crash is the new record from Charlie XCX. We have one more album that we want to play and talk about, but as always, there are a few other records out today that we're excited about, so let's just go around the virtual room here. Tariq, we'll start with you.
Cypress Hill, Back in Black, is their first album since 2018, produced by one of my favorite hip-hop producers, Black Milk, out of Detroit, and it's just a boom-bap, banging hip-hop record.
Here's a cut called Open Your Mind.
Have you seen the news? They legalized in California, but the Fed's still trying to put the pressure on you. Forever we grind until the end of time. Yeah, we blowing some smoke, then let's open your mind. Have you seen the news? They legalized in California, but the Fed's still trying to put the pressure on you.
Legends, they've been at it for over 30 years. All right, Rihanna.
Yeah, so in the young culture fashion, there's a movement going on right now that's being spearheaded by this group Drain Gang, which is made up of Blade, Echo 2K, Tyboy Digital, and White Armor. And today, a surprise release comes from Blade and Echo 2K on a joint tape called Crest. Here's a cut called Faust.
Love it. Tom.
Well, Rihanna, you talked about the young culture. I've got old culture for you guys. Her name is Ruth Slinchenska, and she just dropped a new record today. She is 97. It's her first record for Decca in over 60 years.
60?
Yes, over 60 years.
Wow.
She's often described as Sergei Rachmaninoff's last living student. She met him in 1934 when she was 9 and studied with him for two years. And here she is playing a Rachmaninoff prelude.
And this is a recent recording of her at 97 performing?
Yes, she is 97. She just signed a record deal, and she's in motion.
Wow.
Doing more than me, tell you that.
Same here. Wow. All right, and I just want to flag that the band Broadcast has three releases out today. Mother is the Milky Way, Microtronics, and Maida Vale Sessions. All three have been released in various hard-to-find ways over the years, but they've been remastered, and now they're available on streaming services for the first time. Here's a bit of a song called 64 from the record Maida Vale Sessions.
Many moons have to be found. At certain times you'll hear them pound. You can hear the hell bells praying.
There's some real diehard Broadcast fans out there who will be very excited to know that these records are now available online. The band formed in the mid-90s. The singer Trish Keenan died suddenly of pneumonia in 2011. And Warp Records has since been, you know, trickling out the rare recordings from the band. Broadcast, three releases today, Milky Way, Microtronics, and Maida Vale Sessions. All that music is out now on March 18th, along with this last one that we want to feature from the band Yumi Zuma. It's called Present Tense.
Thank you.
Yumizuma is the band. Present Tense is the record. This is the closing cut, Astral Projection, a band from New Zealand that makes what I would call comfort pop. I don't know what you think, but it's like it's everything's going to be okay pop. You know, a little wistful, a little reflective, a little hopeful.
Right.
I thought this album sounded like the soundtrack of a coming-of-age movie, and I mean that in the best way. I imagine this record like playing in the background.
And everything's going to be okay, right?
Going to be all right. It reminds me a lot of someone like Shura, who makes this music that's very reflective, but also poppy. And this really isn't like the sound that I find myself returning to often, this sort of guitar-driven pop music. But I really like this album, and they made me a fan as soon as they released Give It Hell.
I really like the the retro 80s sound there with the kind of verby guitar and the big beat. And the record seems to be, you know, pretty solid Yumizuma. It's a part and parcel of the band's kind of this polished, breezy, synth pop, light rock sound that goes down very smooth with hooks that linger.
Yeah. So, sort of post-party pop. It's the music you're listening to in the car on your way home from the party, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It reminded me of a band called The Sundays. I don't know, Rihanna, if you ever heard The Sundays, a band from the late 80s, early 90s that had a very similar sort of vibe to their
it's
music.
Like Sundays and Mazzy Star. Like,
yeah.
Like I was both. I mean, I was groupies of those bands. I just love Sundays and Mazzy Star. And it does have that song you played does remind me of that 90s kind of indie pop sound that was very popular when I was young, a long time ago.
Definitely massive Mazzy Star energy. I totally get that.
The name of the record I thought was interesting because, just present tense, on the one hand, it feels kind of like a throwaway title, but tense can mean more than one thing. In this case, it's a reference to the state of the world and that it is presently very tense in the state of the world, even as much of the world is emerging from its two-year cocoon that we've been building. We're up to our eyeballs in just the sea of uncertainty right now. And I feel like that title addresses that.
I didn't even get that. That went right over my head. Thank you, Robin.
Presently, very tense. Very tense.
And I just want to go back in my cocoon and just seal it up.
I find it interesting that it's called present tense when they're making this sort of wistful, throwbacky sound that they're doing?
I read that when they started recording some of these songs as far back as 2019, they were all in relationships, and now that it's all done, only one of those relationships still exists. So I think they were going through everything that everybody else was going through on top of the fact that their relationships were falling apart. And this record probably speaks in part to that past, but also looking ahead to, a really uncertain future. And I think that vibe is appropriate in this case. Yumizuma is the band. Their new album is called Present Tense, and that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Tariq Moody, Rihanna Cruz, Tom Heisinger, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thanks for having me.
Remember to check out the description of this episode in your podcast feed to see a list of everything that we talked about on this week's show. And if you want to hear full versions of the songs we played, search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in Apple Music and Spotify, or on our website at npr.org/allsongs. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter to keep up with the latest at NPR Music. You'll find it at npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, half a billion dollars to make.
we're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.